Welcome back to another deep dive. You know the mission here. We take the sources you give us, your notes, your research, and we really try to pull out the most important nuggets, the fascinating bits. And today, well, we're digging into one specific piece of info you shared. It's from a source called Townhomes, Ideal Homes for Young Families. So the core idea, the main thing we're looking at from this source is this statement right here. Townhomes for sale near me appeal to young families. Okay, let's unpack this a bit.
Yeah, what's interesting there is just how direct it is and how closely it mirrors the title itself.
Right.
It's making a pretty clear claim. Even if, you know, this specific bit only gives us the what, it doesn't spell out the why they appeal, but it definitely makes you curious, especially with that title hinting at why they might be ideal.
Exactly. That's the key question, isn't it? We get the what townhomes appeal to young families. But the why, I mean, that's where the real insight is if you're trying to figure out the housing market right now. So thinking about you, our listener, what are maybe some of the big reasons? Why would a townhome grab a young family's attention more than, say, a detached house way out somewhere or an apartment? What jumps out?
Well, practicality often comes first, I think.
Yeah.
And a major piece is almost always going to be affordability.
Sure, makes sense.
In a lot of places, townhomes are just, they're a more reachable first step onto the property ladder compared to a standalone single-family house.
Okay.
You generally get more room than you would in an apartment, but yeah, the price is often easier to handle, especially when you're starting a family or maybe growing it.
That's huge. Yeah, you think about young families often juggling new expenses, childcare, all that. But is it just the upfront cost? What about like the day-to-day, the lifestyle? Because it's not only what they can afford, right? It might be it about what they actually want lifestyle-wise.
Oh, absolutely. And that leads right into maintenance. Or maybe more accurately, less maintenance.
Mm.
Townhomes, they often have, you know, shared responsibilities, usually through an HOA for things like the exterior, the roof, landscaping.
Or like the homeowners association.
Exactly. So that means less time doing yard work yourself, fewer weekends spent worrying about painting the outside or fixing the roof for busy young parents.
Yep.
I mean, imagine swapping hours of lawn mowing for more time with the kids. That's a pretty big selling point.
I can totally see that. Yeah. More free time, less stuff to worry about fixing. That sounds good to anyone, really, but I get how it's extra appealing if you're, you know, juggling work and little ones. And these townhome communities, they often offer more than just like low maintenance, don't they? Is there a community aspect too?
Precisely. Yeah, a lot of townhome developments are actually designed with community in mind. You often find shared stuff like playgrounds, maybe a pool, common green areas.
Yeah.
For young families, that's not just a nice extra. It can be a built-in social life, you know, for the parents and the kids.
Like a ready-made network?
Kind of, yeah. It can create a real sense of belonging, make it easier to settle into a new place.
That's really interesting, like an instant support system, almost. And thinking bigger picture, location's always huge for families, isn't it? Where do townhomes usually get built? Are they in spots that work well for families?
Often, yes.
Yeah.
That's another piece of the puzzle. Townhomes frequently get built in, let's say, more urban or close-in suburban spots, what they call infill locations.
Okay, so closer in.
Yeah, closer to things people need. Amenities, good schools sometimes, maybe public transport, jobs.
Right.
Which could be a contrast to, you know, needing a bigger detached house, which might push you further out, leading to longer commutes, maybe feeling a bit more isolated.
Mm.
So for a young family, being close to schools, shops, work, that convenience factor is, well, it's incredibly valuable. Time is precious.
So it really sounds like a combination of things then. It's the affordability, maybe less upkeep hassle, the community features, and often being in a convenient spot.
Exactly.
All that kind of comes together to make it, well, potentially ideal for young families, like the source says. It puts that statement, townhomes for sale near me, appeal to young families, into much clearer context.
It really does. And, you know, if we sort of zoom out, connect this to the bigger picture. It does make you wonder about what people want in housing now, especially this group.
Yeah.
Is this like a permanent shift in preference?
Yeah.
Or is it more a reaction to how things are right now, economically, lifestyle pressures, that kind of thing?
Mm.
It raises this really important question, I think.
Huh.
How much this appeal is driven by, let's say, necessity, what they can afford and manage, versus how much is a genuine change in what the modern young family actually wants their life to look like?
That is a really interesting thought to end on, something for you to definitely chew on. So, okay, our deep dive today really focused on that one core insight from the source you gave us. Townhomes have this strong appeal for young families, and we've explored some pretty compelling reasons why that might be the case. Thank you so much for sending in the source material, and thanks for joining us on this little exploration. Keep digging into those things that make you curious.